Indeed it does, and we thank you so much for being here with us. I'm Damian Barling, along with the icon, the main event, and the showstopper, Jason H.W. Ross. We got tickets to Santa Slam. Now, I understand that Santa Slam does sound like a wrestling event, and I think we fooled a few people with that, but not. It's a family event. It's fun. Andy Grammer's going to be there, Morgan Wallen. It's going to be at the McClellan Conference Center on December 8th, and we've got your tickets for you right now. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We got tickets for you and your fam to hit the Santa Slam, so give us a call. We'll get you set up for that right now. Start texting in your, or I'm sorry, continue texting in your fantasy football questions, as we're going to be joined by Nate Lundy here in just a heartbeat at 44-1140. There has been a correction. Rick Pitino is not suing for $36.6 million.
Oh, yeah?
No. Rick Pitino is suing for $37.6 million.
It went up a mil.
Yeah.
Okay, good for him.
That's the amount of money he had left on his contract. He had like 10 years left on his deal.
Oh, boy.
If you think Rick Pitino is the only dirtball in college basketball, oh, man.
Nobody's up there.
You talk about not wanting to know how the sausage is made. That's college basketball,
yeah,
right there,
true,
in a nutshell. Happy to bring in Nate Lundy. He's definitely familiar with how the sausage is made. Nate, how are you, my man?
Man, I am the definition of corruption in college sports.
There it is. Host of the Fantasy Football Hour, the nationally syndicated Fantasy Football Hour, and our resident fantasy football expert. Like, the clock is ticking, Nate. We're running out of time with you, man. Are your friends panicking as they're vying for playoff positions here in these final weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a lot of that on, you know, there's usually two kinds of people that deal with me on Twitter when it comes to their lineups. One of them are the trolls. Those are the people that like to yell at me for making a recommendation that didn't work out. Or they just like to yell at me in general, which is fine. Or it's the people that, you know, have had the proverbial, I need to win this week, so help me make this decision. And I tell everybody, I'm going to preface everything we do in our segment this week with this. At the end of the day, please trust your gut, because it's your championship on the line, not mine. And believe me, there are plenty of times in my own league that I have gone against what I would think is my own advice, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, and it's just because I trust my gut. So make sure that you're doing that more than anything else. I'm happy to help, but I figure everybody that asks me questions on Twitter, all they're really looking for is a scapegoat.
That's 100% true, and I can tell you this right now. It is 2:04. We've had you on the phone, I think, all of a minute and 20 seconds. We already have some 40-some-odd text messages here on the text line.
Desperate.
Back in the day when we first launched the radio show, before, now we're doing the TV show, obviously, but before, when we were doing the radio show, our producer in Los Angeles used to tell us that texts would start coming in about 20 minutes before we were even on the air. So I believe it, man. People are panicking. There's a lot on the line. What can I help with?